Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is the podcast show, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, welcome to episode number 54, which I have titled A Year of His Goodness, Turnaround, and a Great Turning. So as we enter this Hebraic year 5785 and the upcoming year 2025, I feel like the Lord highlighted Isaiah 55 for me. So I want to start out by reading that chapter in the New King James Version and just the first two verses. It says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance." Now, as I prayed over the revelation that the Lord's been giving me entering this season of the New Year's, I was reminded by the Holy Spirit that we are halfway through the decade of the letter Pei. If you recall, in the Hebrew alphabet, this letter has the numeric value of 80. The primary meaning of Pei is mouth, and by extension, word vocalization, expression, or speech. If you remember, Moses was 80 years old when he was called by the Lord to be his mouthpiece or a spokesperson. You can check out these scriptures, Exodus 6, 28 through 7, 7, 4, 12, and through 16, if you want to see the background for this. So I sense and see that the elements of decreeing, declaring, and targeted intercession are all very important in this season. A motto that I try to live by, you might want to as well, is if I see it, I say it. There's a lot of power in that. Now, the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is He. It represents the number five and can symbolize God's grace, favor, kindness, and mercy towards mankind, all factors that are encompassed by the goodness of God, which I see as a theme for this year. All four Gospels record the story of the feeding of the 5,000, that's men alone, not women and children, with five loaves and two fish, with 12 baskets of bread fragments left over. If you want to read that story on your own, you can find it in Matthew 14, 13 to 21, Gospel of Mark 6, 30 to 44, Luke 9, 10 to 17, and you'll find it in John 6, 1 to 14 as well. In John's account, afterwards, after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus launched into a discourse on not working for food, which perishes, but seeking the food which endures to everlasting life. And Jesus went on to explain. He says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst." That you'll find that in John 6, 35, New King James. So as I said, the Lord's been highlighting this chapter, Isaiah 55, which I see repeats this theme of abundance and the goodness of God that's available in him through Christ, much like Jesus' feeding of the 5,000 also emphasizes. And I believe that the 12 baskets left over of those bread fragments do not just represent abundance, I believe they do, but just as there were 12 apostles, I also believe that the new levels of apostolic authority, which will manifest in this season, are represented in that as well. So I see a working for good in this season. So let's start out this section right here by reading Romans 8, 28 in the New King James. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." I recently felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to reread the story of Joseph in Genesis. You'll find that in chapters 37 and 39 through 50. No matter how many times I read this story, I am always struck anew by the powerful way that God used the adverse and unfortunate circumstances in Joseph's life to position him, to set him up for saving lives. In Genesis 50, verse 20, if you read it in the New King James, Joseph, when he's reassuring his brothers because his father Jacob had just died, he says to them, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." Friends, I want to encourage you today, if you're watching or listening to this, that many of you who have been encountering adverse and unfortunate circumstances, a lot like Joseph did, maybe even betrayal, I feel you are being set up by God for the saving of lives. For some, this might be in practical ways, like establishing places of refuge for coming days ahead. For others, it might be in the spiritual sense, by providing nourishment in the spiritual realm for those that are hungry and thirsty, or it could even be a combination of both. But I want to encourage you to declare the goodness of God over your life and circumstances, and then watch as he turns it around to use what was meant for evil for good. All right, so be encouraged. I want to talk about another theme that I'm hearing from the Lord as we come into this new season, and that is concerning wisdom and foresight. So let's read James 1, verse 5, New King James Version says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." So as I said, I've been hearing a theme that we need to be asking the Lord for wisdom and foresight, and for wisdom and understanding. Much the same thing, just different ways to say it. So I went online and I found a couple definitions for foresight because I wanted to know what exactly does that mean. One definition said the ability to predict, or the action of predicting what will happen and what will be needed in the future. That was the Oxford Languages. And then another definition read, the ability to judge correctly what is going to happen in the future and to plan your actions based on that knowledge. That was the Cambridge English Dictionary. So, of course, again, I thought of the story of Joseph. Because when God gave Joseph the interpretation of Pharaoh's dreams, what did Pharaoh say to him? He said, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all of this, there's no one as discerning and wise as you," meaning Joseph. "You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. See, I have set you over the land of Egypt," all the land of Egypt. Now, I was reading from Genesis 41, verses 39 to 41 in the New King James. Now, as prophetic people, in faith, we should expect God to give us the wisdom and the foresight that we ask for to prepare for whatever lies ahead, right? As long as we're asking in faith. And we should have also the ability to provide direction and aid and assist others as well. So another theme I'm hearing is great favor to come. So again, let's start out by reading a scripture verse. This one out of Genesis 39, 3 to 4a in the New King James says, it's referring to Joseph again, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight." So this was Potiphar. Just before Rosh Hashanah, the evening before, and Rosh Hashanah began on October 2nd, 2024 of this year, I had a dream. And in the first part, I was seated in the balcony at a meeting after having just been asked to fill a twofold ministry position by the leadership of an organization. And I hadn't said yes yet, because it was really outside of the realm of anything I had ever done before. But I was up in the balcony watching when several leaders that were seated down below motioned for me to come down and sit with them. So I came downstairs and I found a seat near them. And all of a sudden, another scene, second scene of the dream, takes place, and it had to do with obtaining a new ID card that was going to be necessary for this new position. And many people were stepping up to help me to do this, not just with the new identity card, but with many other things that seemed to be needed to be done all at the same time. In the final scene of this dream, I was presented a blank check. This check was made out in my name and very old school cursive. And a blank check, of course, you can fill in the amount that you need. Now, this is the third time that I have had a blank check presented to me in recent dreams. So that's pretty interesting. Now, as I prayed and pondered over this dream, I definitely witnessed to having been visited by an angel in the night. Now, here's my sense, friends. I believe the angels of commissioning are on the move. They are bringing new assignments with increased responsibility, with new identities attached to these, and at the same time, they're releasing abundant provision for the completion of these new assignments. I heard the Lord say, there is great favor to come. Amen. I receive that. Now, three different times, we're going to shift gears here. The Lord has spoken to me of a great cleansing that is coming on our land. So let me start out this section by reading from Ezekiel 33, verse 11 in the New King James. It says, "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that he who is wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel?" Of course, Israel being the one that Ezekiel is speaking to in that verse. So three different times I've heard the Lord say that there is a great cleansing on the land that's coming. There will be a great turning from wickedness towards righteousness. The third time I heard the Lord say this, it was in a dream. I was seated in the front row of a meeting that a godly woman was leading, and suddenly something came over me and I fell to the floor, weeping and wailing uncontrollably. Now, the woman who was leading recognized that the Holy Spirit was moving, of course, and she came over and asked me what was happening. What was I experiencing? Of course, she asked. I told her I saw a cleansing rain. Then I said, there will be a great cleansing on the land, a turning from wickedness to righteousness. Wow, we could use that. Amen. Now, the Lord spoke to me about another kind of turnaround or turning. So let's start out this section by reading from Psalms 107, verses 8 and 9, New King James Version. I love this set of two verses. It says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." Now, this time, the turning had to do with personal turnaround that the Lord spoke to me of. Now, if you'll recall, if you've read our previous article to this, or it would have been in episode 53, I talked about how my husband and I had a personal setback with our health due to an auto accident. So the way that this started was that one night I had been earnestly praying to see turnaround in our health. My husband and I could use some breakthrough there. As I was praying, I suddenly heard the Lord say, "Stop begging for turnaround. Turnaround is here." Wow. Mic drop moment. I honestly did not realize I had been begging, but apparently I had been. So since then, I have been declaring that turnaround is here over many different situations, and I have seen some very miraculous results. So friends, it is my belief that the goodness of God is at work in this season, not only to bring widespread turning from wickedness towards righteousness, but individual turnaround for you and I as well. That's a good word. Now let's close. You know, I always want to put tools in your hands. If I bring you a prophetic word, a word for the year, and you don't really know what to do with it or you can't participate, that's not what I want to do. My MO is I want to get you engaged. I want to be engaged. So the way that I think of this is that you can pray, you can intercede, you can make all these declarations that you want. But if you haven't heard that directly from the Holy Spirit, you're kind of like, think about Ezekiel 47 with the river. You're kind of up to your toes in water. I mean, it's not that God doesn't hear your prayers. I'm not, isn't going to move. But if you want to really see something happen, then get in where the current's running, meaning God has already said, this is where we're going. You want to come with me? You see what I'm saying? So we want to do some activation here. So number one, I'm going to challenge you. Determine to step up your level of targeted intercession in this season. In other words, catch a hold of what Holy Spirit is saying. You can do this yourself. You can listen to the prophets, anybody with a prophetic ability whom you trust, and start praying that. Remember, God is a prayer warrior. He is. We might think of ourselves as praying to God, which of course we do, but God in Scripture, if you believe in the triune God, He is a prayer warrior. You can read this in John 17, Romans 8, 26 and 34, Hebrews 7, 25 and 9, 24. So check that out on your own. I would do that if I were you. And be praying especially for the coming election. And I heard the Lord say to watch Pennsylvania on election day. Heard that a couple months ago. Now I invite you to pray with me. All right. Now let me read this through so you know what you're praying. All right. I don't want to surprise you. I say, repeat after me. Here's the prayer I'd like you to say. Lord, grant us wisdom and understanding for the times and seasons we are in. We pray for a great cleansing to be on the land. Let there be a great turning from wickedness towards righteousness. All right, repeat it with me. Lord, grant us wisdom and understanding for the times and seasons we are in. We pray for a great cleansing to be on the land. Let there be a great turning from wickedness towards righteousness. And finally, together, let's declare the goodness of God, all right? His goodness will bring a great turning, and His goodness is bringing turnaround that is here, all right? You are in agreement with me? We declare, Lord, the goodness of God. Your goodness will bring a great turning, and we receive that turnaround is here. Amen? Amen. Well, hey, thanks everybody so much for watching and listening to this show, Preparing the Way and the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's show, please subscribe to our show, and also please rate and review it on iTunes, because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireinternational.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there. You can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time.